listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk with you about the defeat of a strange beast. I'm going to read to you from Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1, where we read this. In that day, the Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Leviathan, that twisted serpent, he will slay the reptile that is in the sea. The general theme of Isaiah chapters 24 through 27 is looking forward to the great day when the kingdom of the Messiah ultimately triumphs and rules. Isaiah has this in mind with the phrase that begins Isaiah chapter 27, in that day. Yet, what Isaiah says happens in that day sounds strange to us. He wrote this, "The Lord, with his severe sword, great and strong, will punish Leviathan, the fleeing serpent." In the big picture, Isaiah expressed the ultimate triumph of the Lord in the day of the Messiah with the picture of a victory over Leviathan, the fleeing serpent. Now, you probably know many people from the Bible. You know something about Abraham and Adam and Moses and David and Solomon and Peter and Paul and many others. You might also know of a few animals from the Bible. You could explain a little bit about Balaam's donkey or the great fish that swallowed Jonah. Yet you may have never heard much about the Leviathan mentioned in Isaiah chapter 27, verse 1. What do we know about Leviathan from this passage? Well, we know that Leviathan is identified with a serpent. We know that Leviathan is resisting God, that he's fleeing and twisting. We know that the ancient word translated twisting has the idea of coiling, as if it was a serpent coiling, ready to strike. We know that Leviathan is connected with the sea, and we know that Leviathan's destiny is to be destroyed by the Lord. What do we know about Leviathan from other passages of Scripture? Well, Leviathan is referred to in passages like Job chapter 38, Job chapter 41, Psalm 74, and Psalm 104. These passages reinforce the idea of Leviathan as a mighty serpent-like creature connected with the sea who resists God and who will be crushed by the Lord. Some Bible scholars, I should say, make the connection between Leviathan and the ancient myths of nations near Israel. The idea is that the Leviathan myth of a sea dragon was common in the cultures surrounding ancient Israel. And from time to time, biblical writers illustrated their ideas by referring to these ancient myths. It doesn't mean that the biblical writers believed these ancient myths, only that they were aware of them. Biblical commentator G.W. Grogan explained it this way. He said this, quote, "The use of mythology here simply shows that Isaiah and his readers knew the mythological stories, not that they believed them. If a modern historian referred to a fierce and aggressive nation as a great dragon, would his readers assume that he believed in the objective existence of such creatures? Surely not." Now, while there is an illustrative element here, Isaiah may be more literal than many people would like to admit. If Satan could manifest himself as a serpent to Eve in the Garden of Eden, why not also manifest himself as a dreadful sea dragon? We are familiar with the reference to Satan as a serpent, that's in Genesis chapter 3. But here the picture is of a sea serpent, or perhaps what we would know of as a dragon. This reference may be a literal reference, and perhaps at some point in history, either past or present, Satan may have manifested himself as a monster connected with the sea. Certainly, Revelation uses this imagery in describing the emergence of the Antichrist in Revelation chapter 13. But at the end of it all, it really doesn't matter all that much if the image is more literal or if it's more figurative. The message is the same. Essentially, Isaiah prophesied the ultimate defeat of Satan when the kingdom of the Messiah conquers everything. As he writes, he will slay the reptile. Even a strange beast can't stand before the power of our Messiah, Jesus Christ. Hey, put your trust in Jesus and in his mighty power today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.